Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I've been wanting to do this for a minute. You could kind of see it, like when I filled in the morning show last week. Three out of the 4 days I was there, Extendo Sports had something to do with the college football playoff.
Yeah.
The first day that I was with Joe, and then the 2 days I was with Nate.
Mm-hmm.
And Nate wanted to talk more in particular about the game that happened last night, Notre Dame against Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if Geary is a happy boy today.
I would assume so.
Because Notre Dame thrashing.
Yeah.
On Indiana. Indiana made it closer as the game went on, 27-17 being the final. But overall, you looked at that game and went, okay, that defense is legit.
Yeah.
Out there in Notre Dame.
We also had the birth of Alabama Jones last night. Did you hear that? Shane Gillis was on game day.
Mm-hmm.
And Nick Saban, him and Nick Saban were going back and forth. And Nick Saban had an Indiana Jones hat on. He's like, okay, Alabama Jones over on the side. Because they were talking about the IU coach giving up time to come in, do an interview instead of being in the locker room. And he's like, Shane Gillis, I didn't realize, was such a big Notre Dame fan. He's like, you know, what a horrible franchise. This guy's not even leading the team. And Saban's like chiming in and like joking around with him and everything. So Alabama Jones.
Yes. Speaking of Alabama, there's a lot of complaints of like, oh, Indiana got stomped in the first game. That's why Alabama should always be in it. And I'm like, no. You lost to Oklahoma and Vanderbilt. You still should have been out.
Yes.
Sorry. Play again next year. Don't lose three games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Exactly.
You lost three. And two of them were Oklahoma and Vanderbilt. Not what I would call good teams. Hey, you think this one was a whitewash yesterday? Why don't you watch Oklahoma and what they did to Alabama?
Mm-hmm.
So, enough with the legacy thing with Alabama. I'm sick of it. I never want to hear it again until they actually, like, you know, have a normal season again. They had a down year. Happens. Bad time to have it. Worst time to have it, I should say, having a 12-team playoff.
Yeah.
But I think the committee did it right. And Indiana, like I said, they kind of scraped into this game a little later on, but it was a too little, too late sort of thing. 14-point fourth quarter, so.
Yeah, it was too. Yeah. Nothing they could do at that point.
Yeah.
I do like the 12-team playoff, though.
Yes.
More college football. You know, like, it just makes everything.
More higher stakes college football.
Exactly. And it's not, like, last season, I remember all the complaints. I mean, you still get the Alabama complaints, but it's a lot more interesting to watch as well.
Yes. So, we've got three games. One going on right now. Penn State up 7-0 on SMU as they drove down and got the first score of the game. It was on a pick six, actually. They didn't drive down and do anything. They just got a pick six.
Wow.
And, again, it's a lot of defensive football to start out here. And you're expecting a lot of that going on. Like, college football has spread offenses and everything like that. But there's NFL, also not as polished of quarterback play, for example. So there's going to be more defensive games.
Yeah. Well, that's you even looking at the video games, Madden versus College Football 25. They play differently for that exact reason.
Yes.
A lot more turnovers in the college game than there are in Madden.
They are kids.
Mm-hmm.
And that's perfectly normal to suspect of that to happen. I'm fascinated with SMU because they were the one that everyone was really worried about.
Mm-hmm.
They were the team that everyone was thinking, are they going to make it or is it going to be Alabama?
Right.
Are they going to make it or is it going to be another team that lost three games?
Well, and they're playing number four Penn State, so it's interesting.
Yes.
You know, that an underdog story.
Yeah. The fourth ranked team in the country on the sixth seed in the CFP.
Yeah. Everybody loves an underdog.
Everyone loves an underdog. And right now, Penn State is going to be facing a lot of the underdog story. If they win, they're going to take on Boise State.
Yep.
Who is the three seed in the CFP.
Ranked ninth.
Ranked ninth, but they're third in the college football playoff because of automatic bids.
Right.
I am fascinated to see what happens when Boise State takes the field, whether it be against Penn State or SMU. Later, Zach Jones is going to be sweating bullets.
He is.
As Texas takes on Clemson, that's at 4 o'clock. Probably my favorite game for this weekend is going to be later on in the evening. That's Tennessee and Ohio State. That's a big one.
That'll be a good game.
It'll be a great game. And we might also see what could be classified by a state representative as a potential felony. That's what I'm looking for. Tennessee to beat Ohio State and plant the flag right in the middle again before that law is made.
Yeah, please do.
Do it in the nick of time, right before that law gets passed.
Get them out right away. I don't want to watch Ohio State play again in the playoffs.
Plant the flag before that goofy law gets written in.
Do it pregame. Just do it. Like, just establish dominance at the start, you know?
That would be great. But now, we look at these teams, though. Notre Dame's going to be taking on Georgia. That's going to be a really good matchup. Those are two prestigious teams, rich histories, but now playing amongst at the top of their game. Especially with Notre Dame, because they've had a few years where the ride was getting a little bumpy. Oregon, the one seed. I don't know. Like, Oregon might be that team from start to finish this year. But they get they probably get the hardest challenge coming in with Tennessee, Ohio State.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think that those two teams are being slept on. Well, not Ohio State. Tennessee's being slept on. And I do think that they are a team to be careful with. Texas, if you ask Zach, you get a varying answer based on his mood.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that it's a nice path for them getting Arizona State as the next draw. And I'm interested to see what the Sun Devils can do as well.
Yeah.
I think Texas beats Clemson. I hope Tennessee wins. And obviously, this game going on in the first quarter between Penn State and SMU, the Nittany Lions up on the Mustangs by a score of 7-0. They just got the ball back.
Yes.
So it looks like some tough sledding so far for SMU after they lost the ACC title game to Clemson.
It's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out.
Yeah.
You might see a couple upsets.
I would expect Penn State will probably finish this one off. They're a good team this year.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, if they're up 7-0 and have the ball back, possibility to go up 2 scores early, I mean, you can just kind of hang on to that.
By the way, if you want to look at some players to watch, by the way, Nate pointed one out last night.
Mm-hmm.
A safety for the Fighting Irish.
Okay.
I need to look at the tweet again. Hang on. Where is it? But... yeah, no, Nate's very happy today, I'd imagine. Xavier Watts is the safety. He says he's the best safety in the country. But, you know, hey, Bills might need a safety. So maybe look at the guy.
You know what's really funny? A cool tie-in here. We've been talking Sabres. An ex-Saber who went to Notre Dame, Mr. Hinostroza.
Oh.
Yeah, Vinny Hinostroza. Notre Dame. He, He roomed with my cousin.
Nice.
Yeah.
By the way, Xavier Watts, senior safety. So
senior safety.
So Bills fans might want to go look at him at Notre Dame.
Hey, draft talk. Here we go.
Here we go.
We're back.
Look at it.
We're back into the NFL draft.
I mean, it's always nice to look at players and not have to worry about a single mock draft for a long time.
Right.
Mock drafts. But that's it. Yeah, mock draft simulator coming
back.
It's
gotta come back.
Coming back to a station near you. And now, speaking of Christmas gifts, though, Todd Kalen will join us coming up next as Niagara basketball takes the airwaves at 1 o'clock. So we're going to talk to Todd, get a little pregame going on in just a few moments here on WGR.